Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend, Philippa Games. He's the author of 42 Rules for a Web Presence That Wins Wherever Books Are Sold. We're talking about analytics, Google analytics, primarily for small business owners. Google is a mixed bag for me. I know that they do a lot of great things. There's so many things that they've empowered small business owners with, but they also do some things that I'm not so happy about. I'm not going to go into all that. Folks, I'm just saying, take advantage of what they do right, but don't trust them for everything. I don't trust them. There's a lot of things that they do that really irritate me, Philip, and I'm sure you probably have seen those too. But wrap up the Google Analytics story for us.
Yeah, so, you know, the thing that I wanted to specifically point out this morning was to encourage people, if you are using it, to look a little more deeply and look at some of those segments. You can see new versus returning visitors, which we've just talked about, and you can also look at each of your different marketing efforts when you look in those referring sources. So you can set up segments which say, you know, show me only the traffic that I get from Facebook, or only the traffic that I get from my email campaigns, and then see where do people land on your site, where do they leave, how many of them go through and do the kinds of things you want them to do. Because I want people to really be spending their money wisely, and you can start to see which of your marketing activities get you the best types of visitor for your outcomes, right? Which of your pages produce the best results? So are there a lot of people who see one page and they leave, which we call a bounce? And if you're seeing one page that has a lot of people who see, you know, take one look at it and walk away, then you want to start saying, well, but what is it about that page? And then look at who, again, where do people come from to get to that page, which will tell you something about their mindset. The message I wanted to give out this morning is look deeper into all your traffic and don't just think about all the traffic as the same, because it's not. So look for those custom segments that Google already has set up. You'll see in the segment section at the top of the screen. And play with them. All you have to do is check a box. So you'll see that they've got new visitors, returning visitors, visitors from search, visitors from paid ads, and so on. So you can just check that box, and immediately you can see just that traffic. You don't have to do anything difficult to make that happen, right? It's all preset for you now.
What about, you know, when I hear you talk about all these things, I mean, I look at my own too, Philippa, but when I think about small businesses, this is not, in my opinion, this is not, doing all the things you're talking about is not, for many people, not the best use of their time. And what do you think, do you recommend that they hire someone to help them with this outside, or assign this to an employee inside to bring them a report to net it out for them, so that they can make some macro decisions? What do you think? Isn't this a little bit in the weeds for someone who needs to be the CEO of the company?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm not necessarily talking about the CEO. And of course, obviously, it depends how big your company is.
But when you and I are talking to small business owners, you know, I'm telling them, guys, you need to do this. But I'm worried that it gets a little into the weeds, and so we wind up not doing it. So, folks, assign somebody to get good at this and let them give you a report on this. You know, I think our college kids, our interns, do they have this, the ability to do this? Are colleges teaching kids how to do this these days?
You know, the thing is that the colleges might teach you how to set it up. You've really got to have a good knowledge of the business to really understand what you're looking at. Because, you know, you can see, oh, this page has got a high bounce rate, but then the big question is why?
Right.
Unless you understand the business and the visitors and the target audiences, it's hard to just produce an answer to that or a theory.
But don't you agree that somebody needs to be delving into the weeds of this thing and coming up with the whys and the why nots and giving that sort of as a report to the person who says, okay, sounds like we need to redesign the website, or okay, it sounds like that product isn't working anymore, or okay, it sounds like we need a new product. What do you think?
Yes, of course, absolutely, because if you don't have anybody doing that, then you stand, it's possible that you could be wasting a lot of time and resources.
And money, yeah, exactly.
And
money. And missing opportunity, right?
Right.
Hey, Philippa, give us the website again, please.
So my website is websitesthatwin.com, and at my website you can get a free sample of my book.
And that's also what you do for people, isn't it, what I just described?
Yes, I do analytics audits and all those.
Check her out. She's the best. She's one of the original ones. Hey, Philippa, thank you for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Great to see you. Hey, great to talk to you.
Philippa Games. She'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.